You're listening to Esprit Radio. Welcome to our Point Counterpoint program called Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome, and today we're going to discuss co-founder of BET, Sheila Johnson versus BET. But first, let me tell you what the show is not about. And it's not about this. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider about anyone else. Now, on that note, let me also tell you on today's show, we're going to talk about MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry versus social media. We have Kathleen Williams sitting in for us at the beginning of the show. I'm going to bring her in. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to come back later to continue the show. And I want to thank you for joining us. Remember, our call-in number is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And on that note, it is time to bring in Kathleen. All right, take it away, Commissioner.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black on Black Crime on Ask Kathleen Network. I'm Kathleen Williams, and I am sitting in for your host of this phenomenal show, Jerome Esprit and the Finesse. They will be here shortly. Jerome will be in just a few minutes. He is delayed by business, and that's what happens. I am here to just start up with you and talk to you a little bit about Black on Black Crime. And if you're not familiar with this show, please schedule it. Put it on your calendar for afternoon at 2, or, of course, you can download it later. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly criticize or analyze or otherwise discuss black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. So join Jerome, rather, and Finesse every Wednesday right here on the Ask Kathleen Network. And you can call in 909-265-9189 or join us online at blogtalkradio.com/AskKathleen or Kathleen Williams. So you can always hit us up on Facebook, get connected there. And also every Thursday night at 11 p.m. you can find Jerome Esprit of Esprit Net News on Esprit Net Radio, 11 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So there's a lot of phenomenal things happening right here on Ask Kathleen Network, also on our Esprit Net News Radio. So stay connected, stay involved, send us your information, send us your topics that you want us to talk about, and we will be right here with you. So let me make a couple of announcements before Jerome and Finesse get here. One thing, if you all are familiar with ACN or Ask Kathleen Network, we have a program every Sunday night, and we are revamping that show. So a lot of really exciting things are going to be coming up. So starting Sunday, this coming Sunday evening, October 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style. And that program will be where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. So whether you have, if you are a professional, if you're, whether you're a single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, aren't you always interested in a couple of things? Making sure that you can boost your professional status, if you will, whether it means getting a promotion, whether it means how you show up on your job. It might even mean starting your own business, an entrepreneurial venture. So what we're going to be discussing on Professional Style is how you blend family, pleasure with business, and still be able to rock out your business in phenomenal ways. So we'll have guests. We will have features with regards to lifestyle and living. We'll be talking about everything from feng shui and how you pull together your home to education, both for you, the professional, and your children. You know, how do you make it all work together? So this is going to be a really fun program, professional style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network. So if you are a professional and you're interested in being a guest on the program, definitely you can send an email to askkathleen@gmail.com, and we will collect your information, send your resume, your CV, whatever, and we'll get back in touch with you. So back to, one more thing. Coming up also on November 19th around the world is none other than International Men's Day. Yes, International Men's Day is celebrated November 19th of every year. And this coming year, this November 19th coming up, is going to be the 12th anniversary of an opportunity for the world to celebrate men in all their regalia. So men as dads, men as boys, men as fathers, just really taking a look at and honoring, recognizing men. You can also go to the website if you want to learn more about how International Men's Day is celebrated around the world, and I mean literally all over the world, from Africa to Australia to the Caribbean. International Men's Day was started by Professor Jerome T. Luxing in Trinidad and Tobago when he recognized that there is no major holiday, there's no holiday really, to celebrate the men in this world or the men in our lives. And also when we look at what's happening with men, generally speaking, we are looking at health issues, we are looking at social status, particularly for boys, we're looking at educational issues, all of the things that are important to the life of a man and the life of maybe parents who are raising young men, things that are specific to boys. And so interestingly enough, usually when you hear about movements like this, they're about girls and women, and of course we need that. We absolutely need that. But there's also a lot to pay attention to when it comes to men. So in New York, I am the regional coordinator for International Men's Day. And in that role, my job is to spread the word about International Men's Day and what we're doing here in the state of New York for that. So in the last 2 years, we had an incredible black tie affair called the Great Men of Excellence Awards. Incredible. 2 years running. And last year, we had as our honorees, the Honorable David Dinkins, and David Levy is our Man of the Year, and several other incredible gentlemen from around the state of New York and also New Jersey were honored for their excellence in community, excellence in family, excellence in the workplace. George Frazier was one of our honorees. He flew in from Georgia and received the Excellence in Business Award. It was an incredible night, incredible night. Minister Hafiz Abdul Muhammad from the mosque in Harlem was our guest speaker last year. First year, we had Chris Broussard, none other than Chris Broussard from ESPN, and also of Kings, the Kings, not foundation, but the Kings organization that is dedicated to working with and mentoring young men. So we've had some really incredible gentlemen come in and give us, bless us with their presence and be honored for the work that they do. So International Men's Day is coming up on November 19th again. And in celebration this year, what we're doing is a stream of radio broadcasts highlighting the men that have been honored in the past. So we'll be having a select few of those gentlemen come right here on Ask Kathleen Network to talk to you about what it was like to receive the award and the importance of International Men's Day, and really just a peek into the lives of men. So you want to be here. You want to make sure your boys are listening in. One of the things that we talk about most is that our young men of all nationalities need role models. They need the role models of successful men in their lives. So that's what happens for our young men on International Men's Day. Have them call in, talk to the gentleman that will be featured. There will be an opportunity to take questions. So you'll just look out for that list of shows, International Men's Day New York, on the Ask Kathleen Network. So that'll be coming up. Professional Style is coming up. Black on Black Crime is here. And we're just moving into a really incredible list of programming right here on Ask Kathleen Network. So If you have questions, definitely give us a call right now. We'll be here until 3 o'clock or maybe a little bit after. Now is the number to call in and talk with us, 909-265-9189. Again, that number is 909-265-9189. This is Kathleen Williams. I'm right here on ACN or the Ask Kathleen Network. We'll be right back. We're going to take a station break and pay some bills. See you in a minute.
We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We're going to beat them and bust them.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
A little bit rally, R-O-W.
Take time to be a dad today. Call or visit fatherhood.gov to learn more.
Listen to text message.
You still coming?
Call Sharon.
Hey, where are you?
Is that Charlie? Tell her to see you wait.
You need directions?
No. I'm good.
That's your plan.
Oh, I do.
Luxury well chosen. The 2012 Lincoln MKX.
Every 26 seconds, a kid drops out of high school. But without an education, you never know where you're going to land. Wake up. Life is too short to sleep through it.
Good dreams start here.
State Farm and LeBron are helping kids graduate. Get involved at 26 Seconds on Facebook.
Applebee's 2 for 20 is back and fresher than ever.
So, Dave, you and the wife at separate tables now?
Honey, it's my 2 for 20 club night.
I think it's my 2 for 20 club night.
So grab your 2 for 20 club and savor inspired new favorites like tender chicken fettuccine carbonara and garden fresh bruschetta chicken. Or go for a classic like our 7-ounce half sirloin. That's one appetizer, two entrees, just $20.
Mom, Dad,
it's the freshest 2 for 20 yet, only at Applebee's. Now serving half-priced appetizers late night.
No, that was the wrong.
My dad, you probably know, was the governor of Michigan and was the head of a car company. But he was born in Mexico. And had he been born of Mexican parents, I'd have a better shot at winning this, but he was not. I mean, I say that jokingly, but it'd be helpful if he.
Actually, Mitt, that is so true. All you have to do is look at the statistics, and Mitt's point becomes crystal clear. Hispanics represent 17% of the population and account for less than 2% of all elected and appointed officials. The advantage is obvious. Think of all of our Hispanic American presidents, from Jorge Washington to Jorge Bush, Uno Ibo, and who can forget Presidente Jimmy Smith? Boricua! I mean, all Mitt needs is a little sazon, but just a little bit. I mean, you didn't really need to go full John Boehner on the spray tan. Oh, God. But a clean-cut Hispanic American like Julian Castro or Ricky Martin, oh, my goodness, what if you were just a little bit gay, Mitt? Think of all the advantages that would provide. Oh, no! Wait for it! What if you had a vagina? If you were a gay Latina, this election would be in the bag for you. Unfortunately for you, Mitt, you were cursed with the hard nut life of growing up as the son of a wealthy governor and auto executive. And when your father paid your way through private school, Harvard Law, and bought your first house, I just can't imagine how difficult that must have been for you. But the truth is, the reason why Latinos aren't voting for you is because your policies suck. Being Latino wouldn't win you the election. But saying jokingly that you wish you were might actually lose it for you.
Chicago Black Crime. And we will be talking with Jerome Esprit and Finesse when they call in. They'll be here in just a moment. So I am going to talk with you a little bit until they get here. So what Black on Black Crime is, that is when black people overtly criticize other black people for things they would not, if they were not black, they would not criticize them or analyze them on those areas. So this is an incredible show. I don't know if you've noticed that the boards and the downloads and so forth for this show are in record numbers every single week. It's just phenomenal. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. So it's really exciting. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Stay tuned, because when Jerome and Finesse get here, they'll be talking about black-on-black crime for this week. When you think about black-on-black crime, of course, your mind immediately goes to criminal activity. And that's a major problem in not only just in America, but around the country and in urban areas throughout the United States. We see a tremendous amount of black-on-black crime. So we're talking about violence. So we're talking about shootings and so forth. But that's not what we're talking about here. But just as important, black-on-black crime is when you think about challenging, criticizing, overanalyzing somebody who is black, or maybe that they may not necessarily be black, but for something pertaining to black issues. Whereas if they were another nationality, that thing would go right over your head. Wouldn't even think twice about it, right? So those are some of the things that are brought up here, and it really makes you, if you're paying attention and you take this information not too lightly, what'll happen is you will start to, you know, check yourself a little bit and challenge yourself to say, well, wait a minute, why am I overly criticizing somebody for doing something that I wouldn't even think twice about if they weren't an African-American? So let me give you an example. A black-owned studio, for example. So, you know, you let your imagination run wild with you. And so you think about it, okay, it's a black-owned television studio. And all of a sudden you start talking about whether or not they are producing enough black movies, if you will, or if the owner of the studio wants to sell the studio to somebody, and you start challenging them about whether or not they're going to sell it to another black entity or not. And, you know, you think about that and say, okay, well, wait a minute. If NBC Studios was going to be sold, would folks be bringing up the argument that they should be considering more black people for the sale, or that they should not sell it because they are the only studio owned by, I don't know, people that live on Fifth Avenue? You get my point. So when you think about that and you say, why am I criticizing black people for those things? And if you really dig into it, it has to make you wonder, you know, what's the point of it? And are we holding ourselves to a standard that we hold nobody else to? That's what we call a black-on-black crime, you know. So anyway, it's something to discuss, because it really brings up a lot about your perspective on race and your perspective on what's expected of the black community, you know. So and you can get yourself pretty tongue-tied, too. You can get tongue-tied, and you can sound pretty like a hypocrite when you start really taking a look at it. And that's why this show is so much fun. And my role as commissioner on Black on Black Crime, I have an opportunity to throw a flag on anybody who commits a black on black crime while we're on the air. Now, they don't want me to throw flags on people that call in, but I do it anyway. And Jerome has a hard time sometimes controlling me, but he is a taskmaster. So we try not to abuse people that call into the show. Or he does anyway. I'm just the commissioner. So he tries not to make sure that those of us who are on the air don't abuse people who are calling into the show when they express their comments and so forth. So, you know, well, that be that as it may. But as far as everybody who's here on the staff of Black on Black Crime, Listen, I just went out yesterday and bought a bunch of flags that I can throw, because Finesse in particular, he's not listening yet, so I can talk about him. When you hear the playback, Finesse, don't call me. Finesse in particular, I am always throwing flags at Finesse because he's often committing black-on-black crime. So, but anyway, you're listening to Black-on-Black Crime on Ask Kathleen Ness Network. We're here every Monday at 2 p.m. I am sitting in for a few minutes until the host, the extraordinary Jerome Esprit, gets here. He will be here momentarily, and when he does, we will move on with the show. But for right now, we're going to take another break, pay some bills, and we will be right back with Black on Black Crime right here on ACN. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. U.S. consumer sentiment unexpectedly rose to the highest levels in 5 years in October as consumers became more optimistic about the overall economy. New homes were started at the fastest rate since July 2008 and September, a four-year high of 15%. America's greatest female athletes gathered in New York City to attend the Women's Sports Foundation Award Ceremony. Olympic all-around champion Gabrielle Gabby Douglas won Sportswoman of the Year. She's the third gymnast to win the award. Cookbook author Paula Deen, who said she was naive about her type 2 diabetes, apparently is naive about race. In a recent interview, Deen said white people in Georgia are less racist because they've always lived in such close proximity to blacks. She said she thinks black people feel the same prejudice that white people do. Paula Deen, get a clue. 14th century African emperor Manta Musa I was the ruler of the Mali Empire, which made up of Timbuktu, Ghana, and Mali of West Africa. He's the richest person that ever lived. His worth is equivalent to $400 billion today. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
Up, a short word that's a tall order. Stand up, get up, step up. Up demands that you rise to the challenge, up your game, up the ante. And if you stumble, you get back up. Then raise yourself higher than before. It's not easy, and not everyone is up to it. That is, up to up. But we are. Because we're in the business of up. Every day, Delta flies a quarter of a million people to 330 destinations worldwide, while investing billions of dollars, improving everything from booking to baggage claim. We're raising the bar on flying. You could say we're upping up. And tomorrow, we will up it yet again.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier style hair.
When you buy a car, what are you really buying? A shiny coat of paint? A list of features? What about the strength of the steel? The integrity of its design? Or how it responds in extreme situations? The deeper you look, the more you see the real differences. And the more you understand what it means to own a Mercedes-Benz. The C-Class. The engineering of Mercedes-Benz. Starting at $33,600.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Sitting here with Kathleen. How you doing, Kathleen?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy you're here.
Kathleen held it down, held it down. All right, so let's take it from the top, Kathleen, okay? You going to be all right with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she's handing over the board to me. The commissioner is back and handing the reins over. So let's start off Black on Black Crime. Let's do this again and just get everybody on board, all right? You good
with
that?
All right, that sounds great.
All right, here we go. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly criticize, focus, or analyze other black people in areas they don't consider anyone else. So on this show, we're talking about BET founders Sheila Johnson versus BET, generally BET, and we're talking about MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry versus social media. Now, I know Kathleen's been holding it down and Finesse has been MIA, so right now, we're bringing in Kathleen. Kathleen?
I'm here. How are you, Jerome?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was having fun being your interim host on Black on Black.
Well, you know what? Okay, well, you know, you had to come in and hold it down. I was surprised that Finesse didn't come in there yelling or something. See, I can't believe you ran Finesse off.
And I was talking about him, too. So when he hears it, he certainly will become running after me.
Well, you know what? Sometimes Finesse, sometimes we have to kind of throw him under the bus because that's where he needs to be. And I know he's going to be yelling. So he thinks that we kind of ran out on him. That's probably what he thinks. So he's probably saying to himself, how come I did not make Black on Black Crime today, and how come nobody didn't tell me? So, you know, on this show, I know we talked about this offline, but on today's show, we do have Sheila Johnson and BET. You know, there were some comments about Sheila Johnson made about BET, and Deborah Lee made some comments. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be, you know, our main topic. And also, one of the ones that you sent me, you remember what that one was, right?
Melissa Harris-Perry.
So Melissa Harris-Perry from MSNBC, and she's a professor at Tulane University, I guess that is. She's at Tulane University, so Melissa Harris-Perry. So we're going to talk about Black on Black Crime and how, you know, we're going to let you judge this. You know, and so surprisingly enough, I don't have our black or white segment today. I know you're mad at me.
You're kidding. That's like one of my favorites.
Today, there is no black. I know. I would blame Kai or somebody since they're not. But Kai might be checking it in a second. So I can't really say anything. But we'll blame it on Finesse. Finesse was not here. So Finesse had to be blamed.
Oh, nope. Man. We just talked about that last night. I was like, black. Well, I can't even remember the song, but anyway, okay.
So I didn't hear you.
Next week?
Next week we're going to have black or white. So, you know, if you're just joining us, we see that we have some folks on the line. I want to welcome you to Black on Black Crime. And for those who've been hanging out in the chat with Kathleen holding it down, we are going to go. Should we take a break or go straight into the story? You're ready to go into the story, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you said you think so? Are you not sure?
Yeah, I'm ready to go into the story.
Okay, let's go into the first one. Let's go into Melissa Harris-Perry versus social media. Now, like I said, Melissa Harris-Perry is Tulane University political science professor. She's a weekend morning host of our own show, Melissa Harris-Perry, on the weekends of MSNBC, Saturdays and Sundays. She's the author of Sister Kane, Shame, Stereotypes, and Black Women in America. And she's a columnist for TheNation.com. Now, she has a lot of hacks, a lot of things to do, and she's getting beat down in social media for some article that she wrote. So in a posting that she wrote on The Nation's on TheNation.com, Melissa Harris Perry attempted to motivate President Obama's, which they say, reluctant African-American supporters by telling them that Obama's reelection is beyond what policies he does or does not pass for African-Americans. His reelection embodies a symbol of triumphant black achievement. She also wrote that the mainstream media has reported faulty polls showing that African-Americans support the president, support of the president, is waived. But a sober assessment shows that Obama, this is her quote, a sober assessment shows that Obama has enjoyed robust, unwavering, and unprecedented approval ratings amongst African-Americans, is what she wrote. She said this was evident most starkly by the recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll that measured black support for Mitt Romney at zero. Now, this is Melissa Harris Perry. So, now, the person who wrote this article, I'm not going to name them because I am really going to bash them. So my black-on-black crime is going to be on the author of this particular article. She says, my question to Harris Perry is, we understand why the president enjoys the backing of black voters, but why should black voters enjoy backing him, given the state of black America today with unemployment rates that's consistently been twice the nation's rate? Why should black voters give unwavering support to Obama administration and Democratic Party? If African Americans have fared better under Democratic candidates, why are we seeing these results? Now, Kathleen, you get first crack at this person that I'm not going to name about these comments. What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm just getting my flags ready to throw them at myself, right?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, no, okay. Actually, I agree with Melissa Harris Perry on that. She's spot on with her comments, and with regards to the article, why should African Americans support the president because of the state of black America right now, I think we need to do a throwback to 8 years, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 4 years ago before the president took office, and let's talk about the state of black America then. Let's talk about the predatory loans and all that stuff. All these things happened before the president took office. And a lot of what he has put in place has not only helped black America, but has helped the United States of America, of which black people are a part. So I don't really – personally, I'm thrilled with this president. And I think that for a black person to write an article like that, it says to me that they're not really taking a global look at the effectiveness of this president, not only for the country, but for black America in particular in this country and in history. This man is making incredible, incredible history. And to be one of the greatest leaders in the black community since Dr. King,
And I'm with you because, like I said, his numbers are off the charts. He's the most legislatively successful president ever. I can go through stats. Really, I can go through the 68% that the markets have come up since he's been there. George Bush has the lowest employment ratio of any president since the 40s. President Obama, just like, I don't know if I told you, President Clinton was here last week. He was in town last week at a rally for someone who's running for Congress. And he said President Obama created more jobs in his first 3 years than I did in 4.
Yep.
When you put things in perspective numerically, he has some stats and some things that are off the charts.
Off the charts.
So,
I don't want to see the president of the United States on unsung. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
Oh, he won't be unsung. His historian is going to record that.
You know, I mean, but that's kind of like, it just feels to me like people who are not really paying attention don't want to give him the credit that he's due now while he's in office. And, you know, why sing it in history?
Now, and that's the bigger point. Nobody wants to give him any kind of credit while he's there. So if you look at how bad of a president Reagan is, for you guys who are young enough to not remember Reagan, and I mean you have to be in your 20s kind of to not actually have Reagan era firsthand knowledge. But the problem is that Reagan looks like a hero now because of the marketing that, you know, those think tanks and the Heritage Group and all of those guys have done on his, whatever they say his legacy is. People think that he was a good president. They don't realize unemployment was at 10% during Reagan. So,
and they don't realize that most black people who were alive when Ronald Reagan was in office still have nightmares every time you say his name. Like Ronald Reagan is stuck. Oh, my God. Oh, he's not back, is he? Like, oh, geez.
Yeah. And that's where people don't remember this, but that's why it's always a running joke in early hip hop about the free milk and cheese and beans and butter and all of that stuff. They were giving out surplus food because, you know, Reagan unemployment was so high, people were not eating. So they gave out flour. They gave out canned meat, you know, Spam. They gave out all of that stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to remind you, you can join in with us, area code 909-265-9189. If you want to join in, hit one of the phones to raise your hand. We see we have a caller. For those in the chat, if you want to join us or kind of, you know, type of message, we can get that. Uh-oh, did somebody hit the music on us? Is Kathleen still on the board?
I didn't mean to. I might have. Hold on. Because I'm laughing so hard because I think I heard you say spam.
I did say spam. Canned ham.
I know.
Spam. Or it's just processed spam. So, just wanted to make sure I did that. Let's go to the phones. Let's see who this is. We have a caller in from area code 773. How you doing? Welcome to Black on Black Crime.
What's your comment? I think that's a slap in the face to compare Barack Obama to Martin Luther King, saying he's close to Martin Luther King as a black leader.
We're not saying that as a black leader, though. No one's saying that he's a black leader. We're just saying historically his presence is going to come comparable because he is president of the United States and all the things that he did won't be looked at until it's retrospective. That's where the comparison is. Not that he did anything to move the progress of black people, but what we're saying on black crime, remember we're not bashing one to the other, and we don't disrespect Martin Luther King on this piece either. So what we're saying is that President Obama, as far as his numbers, you know, not really being reported accurately right now, that reflectively in history, he will be looked at as one of the greatest black folks that have been there. Like, you know, like we look at Garvey, like we look at Malcolm, you know, but while those guys were living, those guys were ridiculed. And Martin Luther King had a lot of people drop out of the movement in the late 60s. And so that's what a comparison was. It wasn't comparing them personally and what they did for civil rights or the civil rights movement. Sorry, friends.
Well, I don't think you can compare him with his record once he threw as president. Your unemployment rate is at almost 12%. I don't see him basically cut down the unemployment rate in America for blacks or whites. Secondly, you talk about the black online.
That's not true,
black
though. That's not. But I'm not. You can't get away with that because that's not true.
I
would let you finish, but listen.
Okay.
Listen. Hold on.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying to you is that
a person. Okay.
I'm gonna what?
Go ahead.
What did you say?
When a person is trying to make his point, you should let a guest or a caller make his point before cutting them off.
You know what? You know what? I should do that. But what I'm telling you is that on black crime, this is where we overtly criticize or analyze black people. It is a crime to do that. So you can't come on here and mislead us either. So we don't let callers call on here and mislead. So we're telling you that the unemployment rate is down from the time that he took office. We're not saying it's not high. We're saying that the numbers from the time that he took office to now are lower.
What, what was the numbers when President Bush was in there? If you're really talking about people that dropped off of unemployment, it's at 12% right now, except being 8 or 9%. Where was it at when Bush was in there? Let me know the numbers. Where is that?
Okay, I'll let you ask your question. I'll answer that. Go ahead and make your statement, and I'll answer that question.
Well, first off, he has not really created, well, government really doesn't create as many jobs as the private sector in America. First off, really is at 12% overall in unemployment rate, which is basically the same as President Bush. At the black community is at 33%, if you really look at it. Black-on-black crime, if you look at his place in Chicago, the crime rate is almost at 600 homicides, and we're not just even counting the shootings in the city of Chicago. He has not put in any policy to even help the city where he's located at. So I don't see him actually being a progress for black America.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you for your call, and thanks for calling in and expressing your opinion. So I'm going to help you out with your question about unemployment. Unemployment has always been high in the black community, and you're right, government doesn't create jobs unless government is hiring. So during Barack Obama's time, just to give a really quick civics lesson on this, is that the president is not allowed to spend money domestically. It is Congress's job to allocate money. So during his job plan, the Congressional Budget Office, which is kind of an independent Congressional Budget Office, said that if Congress last year or the year before, whenever they had a chance to do it, if they would have passed his jobs plan, they estimated more than 1 million jobs would have been created. And so the number specifically says that an extra 1.3 million or 1.9 million new jobs would have been created this year. And that estimate is from Microeconomic Advisors and Moody's analysis, respectfully. And so with that being said, when you as Congress with a 7% approval rating, when they stop allocating money to the states, teachers don't get hired, police don't get hired, firemen don't get hired. So we lost a bunch of public, private sector jobs because Congress won't allocate money to the states, and they have not done that for 2 years. The post office is also in the Constitution, and the post office has not been allocated any money because Congress will not allocate money to the post office. It's in the Constitution. So what we're blaming the president for, which is the point of the show, is not necessarily his issue, but there has been nearly 5 million jobs created since he's been in office. So we know that the markets have come back. We know from the quarterly and annual reportings from corporations that the corporations are sitting on about $4 trillion in profit. So we know that money's being made and it's being spent. We cannot look in the black community for government to create that, but most black people are hired through government jobs, whether they're teachers, whether they work for BPW, whether they work for any number of industries that are funded by the government. So the Republicans did that very intentionally so that we would kind of feel the brunt of this, and we'd be having this conversation right now. But since we're going to stop having it on black crime, we're going to let Kathleen, I know Kathleen probably wants to jump in here. Sorry, Kathleen.
Kathleen probably would
want to jump in here on this.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were I want to thank the caller for calling in. I really appreciate your listening, first of all, and calling to voice your opinion, because what is really important is for folks who are, let me not use the word misinformed, but who are hearing a lot of what's going on in the media and have the impression that the president is not doing what he could do or should be doing for the black community. It's really important to hear the statistics because, Jerome, you know, what you just recited, that's really not common knowledge. Or it's not only is it not common knowledge, it's not commonly reported. So even for people who are supporting the president, they sometimes don't even recognize exactly how this thing is so strategically designed to criticize the President of the United States. And the interesting thing is that you have a former president who's, you know, who was adamantly supporting his wife for the position, who's saying, look, the man is knocking it out the ballpark. And it's not,
right.
You know, he's not saying that because he has to. He does, he could support the president and not say these things, you know. But he is,
yep.
He's letting us know. He's knocking it out the ballpark, do the math. And that sometimes we get a little lazy or we don't know where to get the information from to do the math, which is why this show is so important, as well as Esprit Net News Radio is so important, and all the other shows that you will, you know, listen to that Jerome or myself are involved in. So, I've, you know, kudos, Jerome. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, and you're right. And, you know, I do want to thank the caller for calling in, just because it does bring us back to our point, because the show is about black-on-black crime, and this story is specifically about Melissa Harris Perry being criticized one way or another by folks that are saying, hey, you know, she shouldn't be supporting the president so strongly. So here I'm going to go to some internet comments. One says, my problem isn't with Melissa Harris Perry at all, but it's with the author of the article who is asking why black folks should continue supporting President Obama or Obama's presidency, given the incredible yet unchallenging addressed challenges facing our community, specifically just what the caller said, right? So a great question in the overarching political realm. It's a no-brainer to me why voting for him in this space and time for a Democratic ticket makes all the sense in the world. And I like that comment from the person. Like, regardless on what your issues are with the president, yes, there is a good reason to vote for him. Another internet comment says, giving every indictment you falsely attribute to the president, if they were true, which aren't, I would still vote for President Obama, encouraging other blacks to do so. And another comment says, people should stop asking Obama to be the savior of the world. You didn't expect it of a white president, then why do you expect it of Obama? So those were the comments on the story for Melissa Harris Perry. People feel like she is overhyping the president, so they didn't want to engage. I guess that was the problem, right?
Right.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Okay. So, and matter of fact, here's another one. Let me just have another one. And it says, don't understand how it's so hard to understand how black folks don't understand or are in denial. Our current president has had to deal with racist Republicans and even had to deal with some Democrats in his cabinet that did not support him. The goal was to make him a one-term president. It's sad that folks who ought to know better are the ones who are promoting ignorance. And it also says in this article, it is what you hear from most black Republicans why you ask, and when you ask them why, and he said, or the person said, I don't believe this either way to be, I'm sorry, he said, I do believe this to be another way of psychological manipulation of the black community to make them second guess their reasons for voting for a Democrat or not voting at all to ensure that a Republican wins. So
there
I want to say this about, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I was going to skip that one as we got that one in. But I think it's important to know that when we start talking about the president, it's more of an issue of semantics. Like, black people have not ever gotten jacked from this country. And so we need to do what we need to do to work at all levels of government, and you need to participate if you want conditions to change. And, again, as a strategist, I've been doing it over 20 years. As a strategist, I am telling you, it is us through our relationship to each other that gives us leverage. It's kind of your networking, not your, you know, not just having good ideas. You have to know somebody. So we have to do that as a community. So I just wanted to thank everybody, and thanks for the internet comments. And thanks, Kathleen, for hanging on. But we still have more to go in the show. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more black-on-black crime You know, if you want to join in, our call-in number is area code 909-265-9189. If you want to call in and give us your opinion, be heard, it is all good. We can do that. And remember, you can check us out on iTunes. You can download the show after. And I want to thank all of those folks who've been checking us out, you know, for the whole week for our weekly segment of Black on Black Crime. And, you know, we're missing our partners in crime, Finesse and Kai, today.
Yeah.
You know, how do you – they must have knew you were going to be here. Because,
well,
you know,
they love me, and I love them. I just throw flags at him because, you know, he just makes it so easy.
I know. They get a little scared when the commissioner is in. So, you know, they really kind of say, what is it that I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when the commissioner's not here? So they get a little worried. So I can understand that. So we want to, you know, take a quick break, and we'll be back after a couple of quick messages. Hey, we don't want no static, so we're going to go out on James Brown. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, Kathleen, no static.
And I have a question for you when we get back.
Okay, what's the question? Go ahead, before we go out.
Oh, my question is, when we're asking questions like this about President Obama, is that not in itself a black-on-black crime? Because if President Obama was not an African-American president, would we be asking the same question? With the same
that's a good question.
We got to vote for somebody, right? Democrat or Republican, so duh.
You're right. Hey, we got to answer that and more when we come back after this message. So thanks for hanging in there. I'm going to answer that for you, Kathleen.
Okay, thank you.
Winning 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my families, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
We can't just dream about the future.
We have to wake up and vote for it.
You decide.
Because everyone matters.
We want to hear your voice.
Let your voice be heard on November 6th.
Join us at lovevoting.org.
You decide.
You decide.
You decide.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
right. Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Sitting here with Kathleen, hanging out today. Co-host Kathleen.
Hey.
You know, and Finesse is MIA. Mess with Finesse till later. We'll have to make sure we bother him later. All right, you can join in. You can join in. Area code 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And we also have, you know, if you want to write us, you can write us at BOBC, that's Black on Black Crime, at soulofsyracuse.com, soulofsyracuse.com. And don't forget, on Sundays at 8 o'clock, you can check out Kathleen on her new show. Take it away, Kathleen.
Professional Style, yes.
Professional Style. Professional Style at 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to that show.
That's going to be great. We'll be discussing everything as it relates to your professional life. So whether you're single, you are a parent, if you are professional and want more information about how to have your swag on with regards to your professional style, lifestyle issues, travel issues, education, business, promotions, everything, how to eat, you name it, we'll be talking about it on Professional Style right here on Ask Kathleen Network every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there.
All right, and make sure you tune in, because I'm sure, you know, just like your guests that you had in the past, you're going to have some great guests on. And I'm not talking about me. I know I've been on there. I'm not talking about me. That was not an unsolicited plug.
Like
I was just saying. we have to throw that in there. And, again, I want you to know that you can check out Black on Black Crime every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, from 2 p.m. to whatever, we are on the air. You know, I throw that in there. With Finesse and Kai and Kathleen just coming in, setting it down. So I want to thank all of the great internet responses that we've gotten, and the calls and the texts. You know, we get a lot of texts for the show. And, you know, just the notes from our, you know, email address. So I just want to thank you for tuning in. Just remember, you can also catch, if you need news, EsperyNet News on Thursdays on Espery Radio. We are on at 11 p.m. Eastern. You can check us out and catch up with all the news. And if you're wondering why I always have all of these numbers at the top of my head, it's because we do news every week. So when you come in with numbers, I usually kind of have them closed. So just want you to know, George Bush didn't create any jobs, the lowest rate since 1940. All right, so just thought I'd share that little tidbit. I'll just throw in a couple of facts every now and then. But now our next topic on the show is our main topic. Now this one is BET founder, former co-founder Sheila Johnson versus BET. Now BET, of course, we know it, Black Entertainment Television, has been, I'd like to say, they have run amok over the last couple of years. And so Sheila Johnson actually was giving an interview, and Sheila Johnson said she gave BET a piece of her mind before, you know, years ago, and now she just recently did it again. She shared her story about her success and her life and achievements, both she and her husband, you know, built over the years together, expressing that she was most proudest of BET's Teen Summit, which ran from 1989 to 2002, and her moment of admitted accomplishments quickly turned when she said, BET now reinforces negative stereotypes of young people, African Americans in particular. Now, Kathleen, is that a Black on Black crime that she said that about BET?
Well, let's put it this way. Did she say it about MTV also and VH1 and...
Well, okay. Okay, now here's where I say she co-founded BET. So it's like birthing a child, apparently, to say that it ran amok. So is it technically black-on-black crime when you talk about somebody in your house?
No, no. I can talk about my son as long as long.
I can't call an 800 number and get Child Protective Services in there?
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally get a waiver.
Okay. All right, so in Sheila Johnson's case, she's making a critical analysis, and she's talking about, you know, BET as far as Teen Summer and having Video Soul with Donnie Simpson on and Ed Gordon, you know, BET News and some of the forum stuff that they did. And, you know, I don't know if the gospel show is still on, but that was the longest-running program on BET.
Oh, with the Sunday show with Billy, what's his name again? I forget it. Oh, my goodness.
That is a shame. It's the longest-running show, Bobby Jones, gospel, and I forgot it, too. So, you know, now BET's president, Deborah Lee, had a comment. Now, she made a comment on the styling of programming offered by her network. Now, she said this week. She said, over the 28 years that I've been at BET, I didn't know she was there that long, we tried different shows, series, and nightly news, and it's always a matter of what people are going to show up and watch. She said, we started a new show last week called Don't Sleep with TJ Holmes, which was supposed to address these kind of issues. It's designed to be a mix of entertainment, news, and commentary. We hope for it to be something like Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert's show. I never watched it, so I shouldn't say that. Now, to be honest, the ratings haven't been the greatest in the past 2 weeks, is what she said, referring to his show. She said, our audience is always saying they want this kind of programming, but they don't show up. That is BET's response, that we show garbage because y'all don't show up to things that are not garbage.
Wow.
So let me do this before I get your comment on it. Now, because we have some internet comments on it. One person said, I'm mad because they didn't keep Ed Gordon. The other one said, I tried to write a response, but I'm at a loss for words, you know, after she said that. And then somebody said, BET's rationale is exactly why I can count on one hand the times that I've watched BET. I'm an African-American, and I've watched the debates, talk shows about politics, et cetera. So I don't see where she gets off saying black people don't watch serious television. If there was serious programming on TV, I'd watch, at least when I watch Jeopardy, The Food Network, Law and Order, I'm learning something. Oh, and another one said, I would suggest that everyone watch TV One and Bounce TV if you want quality black programming. Bounce is an up-and-coming network, and hopefully they can do great things. BET, on the other hand, let's not cry over spilled milk. I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are comments. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I just wanted to highlight also Bounce TV, as the author on internet comments wrote. Bounce TV, from what I understand, is partly owned and founded, I believe, by Martin Luther King Jr. the third, the second, something. So it is, and it's interesting. The day that I discovered Bounce TV, I wasn't at home. I don't get it on Time Warner Cable, but they were showing something, I believe, with Moms Mabley. You know, like really, really, really old. You know, incredible movies that I had never seen before. So I hope that I am going to be a recipient of Bounce TV, because what, you know, just awesome to be able to have that and share it with your kids and so forth. But with regards to the comment about we would show serious television if people would watch it, well, we would watch it if you would show it. So then we get stuck with, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, because I'm watching MSNBC, I'm watching C-SPAN, I'm watching CNN, I'm watching, you know, all those other programs, including Jon Stewart and Colbert and SNL and all of that. But I also watch BET. Whenever I turn on the TV, the two channels I flip to, what's on BET, what's on TV One, what's on Centric now, and also what's on the Africa channel. So I do check those stations to see if there's something on that I want to watch, be aware of, or what have you. But generally, I can tell you the hours. It's going to be Martin. And I'm not saying that because I'm criticizing it, because I do watch Martin.
I like Martin.
So, yeah, it's going to be Martin, Good Times. Sometimes I'll catch Living Single, you know, and basically Lockdown. No, then they don't have Lockdown. The new one, R&B Divas, right? And these things are okay. On all day. So.
Right.
Don't Sleep is new. I watched it a couple times. You know, I'm TiVoing it now, you know. And Unsung, of course. I've seen almost all of those. I'm glad they got a new contract.
You said you're glad they got a new contract. All right. Now, I want to say this. All right. So as far as as far as Deborah Lee is concerned, from her saying that she wants TJ Holmes' show to be like Jon Stewart, it's pretty weak to me, and it's why BET is weak. Now, BET is light years away from where BET used to be because BET had no budget back then. So Rap City and all of that stuff was hot. I don't know what they're doing on 106 and Park kind of stuff. I don't know that stuff, but they had Teen Summit before 106 and Park. So I know the programming was a little bit better on BET prior, although BET Uncut was on, and that was Sheila Johnson actually made a comment about that, and she said they were getting hit so bad by the entertainers saying, how come you're not playing our videos, that they were forced to play some stuff that they really didn't want to play. So BET has, you know, had some transformation over the years. But, you know, lucky Finesse isn't here, because then the black-on-black crime would be heavy on BET. But I can tell you that I think that as far as program is concerned, to keep mocking other people, because we all know 106 and Park is nothing more than TRL from MTV. So once Viacom or whoever bought BET, who owns MTV, BET kept mocking everything they see white folks do. So for Deborah Lee to actually say TJ Holmes need to be about like Jon Stewart, it's crazy to me. I mean, I don't know if TJ Holmes is quick-witted and stuff like that, but he's not a comedian.
That's not his character at all. Not, at least not what he's demonstrating to me on television. That man is very similar in aura to, I'm going to say, is it Don Johnson? Don Lemon, who's on.
Don Lemon? Oh, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
He kind of even favors him. It's, you know, he kind of looks like him a little bit. But he's, you know, he's a serious guy. He doesn't appear to me at all to be a comedian. If they wanted something that was going to be along those lines, they needed to go get D.L. Hughley, who got thrown off of CNN. They should have picked him up immediately and put that show on BET.
That's immediately what came to mind for me, is that if you wanted a Jon Stewart type show, you get a comedian. You get D.L. Hughley or somebody like that who was old enough to, you know, to have, I mean, he's about old as Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, you know, and just to be quick-witted enough and politically astute, because that's politically smart comedy that Jon Stewart and those guys do, and they pick apart.
That's right. They probably couldn't afford Chris Rock, you know, I don't know if they wanted him, but he's another one, incredibly politically astute. They could even get Cheryl Underwood. She's a brilliant, as far as politics go. You may not agree with her, but if you're looking for something like that, we've got a plethora.
With some edge, you can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if getting CNN people over at BET was going to help. That's not even just my opinion. That's just not a really smart move. I think that BET needs some programming.
You mean D.L. Hughley?
No. D.L. Hughley would have done a great job, because, you know, he does the thing with Bill Maher and stuff on HBO. On Bill Maher's politically incorrect when he had that show, and he's still on Real Time with Bill Maher right now. So he goes on the shows like that. But there are black comedians that actually, you know, if Bernie Mac didn't pass away, Bernie Mac would have been perfect for that.
Yeah,
like, there are comedians that are old enough and have real world experience that they can actually come back and do something of substance like that. You don't get a newsman to try to make him funny.
No, absolutely. But and I was just thinking of at the time when they canceled Hughley's show when he was on CNN. That would have been an incredible time to just pick him right up and put him over on BET, make a few tweaks to the show, and then give him the leverage that he would not have had, that he didn't have and would not have had on CNN.
Oh, right. And you know what it reminds me of? Remember when Arsenio was, and his show was coming back on, he's doing another show, but when Arsenio was shopping for shows and wasn't nobody looking at him, how come BET didn't bring him on for a politically correct?
His show was incredible. His show is, you know what, Jerome?
All yeah, Chris Rock.
All I have to say to that is things that make you go,
You know, lucky I didn't have any teasers from him. I would have actually brought that on here. But now that you mentioned it, I'm gonna grab some Arsenio stuff for the next show. I'll make sure I have some on there. So, you know, just to let people know, hey, we do have smart people out there that can actually deliver a product and deliver a show. So it's kind of strange that she would say that. Here's another internet comment that I have also that says, I think it's funny how, you know, WeTV, Lifetime, VH1, and others always get better black shows than BET and TV1, et cetera.
Well,
that is
hilarious. That money, does that come down to a financial issue or what?
No.
Well, BET had Monique, didn't they?
They had what?
Monique.
That Monique show. Okay, see, here's the thing. And, again, it's more of an issue of when BET programs, they cater to the least amongst us. It's like watching this political polls, right, and talking about the first segment, right? If you're constantly talking about the low-information voter, you're never going to say anything to the voter that actually is smart. Right? Because you're catering to a certain segment. BET is catering to a segment which the adults are like, we're not watching it. So the adults will watch, you know, WeTV and Lifetime and VH1 and own. I watch Sweetie Pies. Like, I like that show. And before Sweetie Pies, just generally, Oprah had Lisa Ling and Dr. Phil and everybody, Rosie O'Donnell, and their ratings went in the dump. And so Sweetie Pies was the highest rated show on OWN, and then they revised it and brought Ayanna Vizant back on, and they're now going to some more black programming. Now, isn't it a shame that black people have to go through Discovery to get black programming? And that should be a black-on-black crime, because you won't look at yourselves first in the entertainment business of all places and then want to play to a certain audience. So Oprah thought she was playing more to probably, this is my guess, I don't know Oprah, probably playing to a white audience, so she probably wanted more shows like Lisa Ling and all of these other shows that had women's, you know, straight women's issues. And unlike what Bravo is doing with the Braxton show or, you know, WeTV is doing with, Lifetime, I'm trying to think of the show that's over there, but they have black programs on those shows, on those networks, and they're not stereotypical black programs. So they don't ever expect us to grow up is the problem on BET. They cater to the least amongst you, and rump shaking and a little bit of edge and your pants sagging is what BET is still about.
Yeah.
You know, although I love Unsung on TV One. Although you said that about the president, he will not go unsung. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
I gotta share that.
He's already not unsung, fortunately,
but
you know, but it is. He has done so much more than is, you know, readily talked about, and not to mention that, you know, when you have a president of the United States who is giving fatherly, advice on being a great father to Jay-Z, how can you not vote for him? I mean, really.
Oh yeah, you know what? Let's talk about that. Let's take a quick break. So we're gonna talk about that. We'll do a segment called Extras. We'll do some extra stuff, and we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back and talk about that because I did see that in the news. But if you want to call in, area code 909-265-9189 and get in on the conversation. If you want to hit number one on your phone, and we'll bring you in for your comments. If you have a question in the chat, do that. If you want to text us, or not text me, but if you want to send an email or something, or let us know if you have a question, we'll bring you on, and we'll do that. So just want to let you know, you're listening to ESPNet News. No, you're not listening to ESPNet News. I did what you did. We're listening to Black on Black Crime. You can check out ESPNet News. You can check out Professional Style. I love that show. On Ask Kathleen, coming on Sundays at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back after this break. So I just want you to know, hang out with us. We'll be here for a minute longer. All right.
If you would like 2-carat diamonds for only $49, then come to Tom Tuckman's Diamond Mine. If you would like personal service, then do not come to Tom Tuckman's Diamond Mine, because he passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Open yourself up to a whole new driving experience. Introducing the Mercedes-Benz convertible that controls the wind and keeps you comfortable in any season. The E-Cabriolet, newest member of the amazing E-Class family. The thrill of opening it up, that is what drives us.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm Jerome with co-host Kathleen. The commissioner is still in the building. All right, so don't call her acting up. Don't do it. Kathleen can get kind of mean. I didn't want to say nothing, Kathleen. I didn't want to spoil your spot or nothing. So just wanted to let you know. All right, so remember you can call in 909-265-9189 if you want to join in. You know, our topic today, I knew that we'd just kind of be yelling about BET, so, you know, I'm always kind of hesitant on the social media stuff. And, you know, we had Melissa Harris Perry from MSNBC, you know, those issues with BET and Sheila Johnson. So, you know, you can call in, you can send us an email, let us know what you're thinking if you want to join in on the show. I just want to go through some extras that happened this week. And the first thing I want to say as an extra, I know, Kathleen, you brought up something in I want you to say that right after this. But my extra that I brought in was Obama diagnosed Romney with Romnesia and says that it is a pre-existing condition under Obamacare. I thought that was a classic line of the week.
That is my new line of the week. One of my favorites. And I'm just, you know, I called my physician and I made an appointment to make sure that I don't have Romnesia and find out if they have anything, you know, for it, you know, preventative. But again, you know, preventive medicine is covered under Obamacare too. So I'm cool.
yeah, you can prevent all that ailment. And for the people who for BET, just for Deborah Lee's issue and what she said on her statement, I want to say this. A new study by the Nielsen Company and African-American consumers still vital, still growing 2012 report suggests that black consumers are not only a vital socioeconomic group, but a growing one. So blacks in America have reached 43 million, according to the report, making it 88.8% of the minority population. 91% of blacks believe that black media is more relevant to them. 81% of blacks believe products advertised on black media are more relevant. And so if you want to see that, the report by the Nielsen Company, and it's another African-American, or not African-American, it's a National Black Media Association, that combined group is called the African-American Consumers Vital, Still Growing 2012 Report, if you need some proof that there's some spending power in the black community. Okay, now Kathleen, sorry with all of that. I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, no. Excellent stuff.
Okay. Now, and you were saying before we went to break, you had a question before last break that I don't think I answered, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't remember now what it was. We'll have to get it on the rewind. How can you not love a president who is giving advice on how to be a great father to Jay-Z? I'm like, seriously? And he, you know, at one of the fundraisers held at the 40/40 Club right here in New York City for $40,000 a plate, the president was acknowledging the other first couple, Jay and Bay, thanking them for holding that incredible fundraiser at Jay-Z's nightclub, 40/40 Club. I mean, like, how can you not like this guy? Really?
And you know what? And that is not a black-on-black crime to give somebody advice to help. Now, if it was unwarranted advice, that's one thing. But and Jay-Z actually went out and did an ad for the president as well. So how can you not like that guy? He said, let me see you as a father. Yeah, and gave him some advice. That was cool. I didn't read the article, but I did see it, and I thought, okay, that's pretty cool that he was, you know, not asking for money. He was just kind of there. It was a fundraiser, but he actually got to mingle and be human, which people don't expect a president to do sometimes. But exactly. he had a chance to go in and do that.
And, you know, I went to the Jay-Z concert in 2008, and he promoted the president at the concert also. So, well, now everybody knows my hip-hop. That's neither here nor there. But he promoted the president at his concert at Madison Square Garden in 2008, which was awesome, by the way, the concert and the promotion of the president. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Right. And, you know, and I want to say, we're not blowing you out of water. I already knew that. But you're not blowing yourself. You're not telling on yourself about the hip-hop concert. But that's true. But that's the thing. Like, I think people in hip-hop and people in just in those areas don't think that we get older. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a young man's game like people claim. It's just because when it started, it was always young people. But I think it was Roxanne Shanté, if you remember Roxanne Shanté. She's a doctor. I don't know if she's a veterinarian. I'm not sure. But she's a doctor, and she's being interviewed, and she said, you know, I still play, you know, hip-hop at my house really loud. You know, and she said, that doesn't come out of you just because we got older. That's kind of who we are. So we are kind of in the generation that hip-hop was built on, and you can't expect that to be out of us. So, you know, I expect the president to be the same way. Like someone, you know, I was on a show where someone called in and said, I don't think the president relates to black folks well. I think those are black Republicans calling in to muddy the waters. And we don't really allow that on black crime. So you can't muddy the waters and just throw something out there and then act as if those are facts when we have facts sitting right in front of us. Oh, you know what? I have an internet comment, Kathleen, by the way. It was about it must be about the Melissa Harris Perry. So it says, we as a people have forgotten that to get any party, a.k.a. the government, to move on legislation, on legislating real justice and equality requires sustained strategy and external pressure. Never has anything in American history changed without this. we need to stop waiting for Obama to do the impossible, and instead of understanding that he is the president of the United States, not the president of black United States, and stop expecting any other individuals or parties to do what's right by us. We got to stand up, get politically sophisticated and engaged, and get into organizing our communities around the issues we care about and take a sustained stand. Until then, we keep complaining one administration after the other. And I'm not going to say the person's name, but I should, because that is a great statement.
It sure is. Excellent.
I agree with that 100%. So, you know, I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Black on Black Crime with Jerome and Kathleen. You can check us out Mondays, 2 o'clock, every Monday at 2 o'clock, and come in with your comments. And just remember that, you know, keep your comments relative to the conversation. How about that? I'm losing my words here, Kathleen. It's been a long day. All right. So we want to make sure we keep it relevant, avoid profanity and vulgarity and obscenity, and we're all cool. So I just want to thank everybody for joining in. And, Kathleen, you know, while we're at this, I want to say, how was your hiatus off the radio? Apparently Kathleen was on vacation, so she is now coming back on Sundays, just to let you know, 8 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday with professional style. How was your vacation?
It was really, really very good. I had an opportunity to do some personal growth work, to revamp my business and focus and so forth, so it was awesome, you know, and coming back now with this new show that I'm really excited about, Professional Style, Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if that's a plug. But
there you go. Yeah. You got to plug it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And I think that this program is going to help a lot of people have a lot of insight, a whole lot of information for folks that it's just going to be fun. You know, it'll be helpful for business, helpful for family, definitely helpful for kids, single parents, parents, married people, you name it. So Professional Style, something that I haven't seen anywhere, where we look at the lifestyle of professionals and how we can enhance it and make it a whole lot more fun. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, all that comes out of an opportunity to take a break, you know. So give yourself some time, just relax, meditate, all that good stuff, and come back with the school.
Okay, well, you know, I just, no, I accidentally hit the button, by the way. I just wanted to let you know. But I guess that means, we're towards the end of the show. Pepsi's low. So, you know, as I'm drinking Pepsi doing the show, I feel like that show, what was it, Ladies Man, where he had I don't know what alcohol he had, maybe Courvoisier, but whatever it was, he said, I know I'm low, so that must mean the show's over. So I guess we're there. Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to on Professional Style?
What's that?
It would be the game show.
Yes.
I can't wait till you do a game show.
Well, all right,
so go ahead.
Jerome, I'm inviting you to handle that aspect of Professional Style.
Oh my gosh. Am I gonna get enough? Do I have to do work?
No, you just have to do a game show.
How about we give that to Finesse? He's not here, so we should just give him assignments while he's gone.
And we give one assignment to Kai also.
Yeah, we'll assign it to Kai and Finesse. So, you know, Fernanda, we'll definitely do that. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio on Ask Kathleen. Kathleen, any parting words that you would like to give the people?
You can vote early if you want to vote for the President of the United States. You can go down to your Board of Elections, tell them you want to vote early. I think today was the last day for an absentee ballot. Well, Jerome, you told me that. But definitely, if you can't make it on November 6th, you're going to be late at work, whatever, you're not sure, don't want to wait in line, go cast your vote for the president early. That's what I'm going to do. And have a great week. Check you out Sunday night, 8 o'clock, on the brand new Professional Style right here on ACN. Thanks for listening. Thank you for having me, Jerome. I had a blast with you today.
All right, and thanks for joining in. Thanks for taking over the steering wheel and driving the ship. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for joining us.